afternoon and just jotted down some things, and may just to refresh your memories, the ministry started around 1975, and this church actually started in 1976, so they kind of we've been hanging around about the same amount of time there, brother, so that's good. 57 churches, and there may be more now, but 57 churches. There's a Bible school, 10 elementary or middle schools, 4 high schools, 2 medical clinics, an orphanage, a national radio station, which I actually got to preach on. I never heard myself on the radio, but while we were there, man, they play that radio station everywhere. It's really, you can tell in that area, it really reaches out in that region of the world. They really do a wonderful job. They do well drilling. And I think it was right there in June of 2017, I was able to go over there and preach the convention. And brothers and sisters, to be honest with you, they'd still be singing right now. Amen. They sing and worship God. And I have admired, when I was over there, I came back and just bragged on how, man, the endurance of the people just to worship God. I remember during the convention, they had a service at 5 in the morning, had one around 9, they had one around 2, and then they had one that afternoon. And then after that, I remember when I was leaving, they said, now we're going to start a revival. That was the convention. So many days of prayer. And then after they pray for so many days, he could tell you more about it. Then they go out into a region of the country and just fight the devil. Amen. Plant churches and cast out the devil and just preach. They work together so wonderfully. It's a beautiful ministry over there. And many of you remember, I gave you the report that Hurricane Matthew had caused much damage there. I believe that was in 2016. And we were able to, here at this church, I think, give around $5,000 to help repair a church roof in Cavalon. And that was repaired. And as I showed you this morning, we got a few pictures. I'm going to be hanging up for you here soon. And what a blessing that is. No doubt it's blessed that pastor there. And I will tell you this, and I'm going to let Pastor Augustine come, but I got to know Pastor Augustine and his wife and family while I was there. And I will tell you, they are the real deal. Amen. Good Christian folks. They believe in truth. They believe in holiness. They believe in Pentecost. Amen. They believe it's true and right. And I just appreciate what God's doing there. And as talking to him as an elder minister, you know, I'm 30 years old, just as I've gleaned from Brother Glenn. I gleaned from these elders and him being a pastor there in Haiti for all these years. What a blessing. He's told me before that a lot of people that he came over here to America, got his education, and a lot of Haitians that come over here to America never return back to their home country. He did. He's over there and just done a wonderful work. And I tell you, you look at the ministry over there, you can tell that it's something that is God ordained. And I appreciate Brother and Sister Augustine and all that they do over there. Let's give them a good hand clap. And Brother, come on up if you would. And just want to make him feel welcome. And I asked him the other day, I said, Brother, I said, do you know, whatever you want to do tonight. He said, I'll bring the word. And I said, that's fine with me. We love the word. How many appreciates the word of God? Amen. Let's give him our attention this evening. Once again, we do appreciate Brother Augustine. And he may share a few things with you about the ministry over there. And I told him to take full liberty and to do so. We appreciate you, Brother. God, we love you. God bless you. Yes, amen. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Good evening. And before I give my testimony, I would like to call Franchette, my wife, and she can give you greetings. And she's when you go to Haiti, she will receive you there in Haiti. So it's good to hear from her. And she's my partner there. I have many partners in many places in the world, but she's the closest one and more faithful one, who've been helping me for more than 43 years. Go ahead.
C'est réellement bénédiction pour capable la caille bon Dieu.
It's a blessing to be in the house of God tonight.
Et nous vraiment content Marie moi pasteur Ignace mon capable ici à Anissa encore l'autre fois.
Ignace and I, we really praise God for opportunity he gave us to be here with you tonight. We brought greetings from brothers and sisters in Haiti. Especially from Bethany Evangelical Commission, where my husband and I, the Lord gave us to responsible.
Nous sommes réellement bénis par visite pasteur Pastor Jones.
We were really blessed by the visit of Pastor Derek Jones.
Et c'était pour convention juin 2017.
That was for the convention of last year.
Et pasteur chrétien toujours parlé de lui et nous espérons la retourner encore.
All the pastors and other people were really praising God for him, and we hope he will go back again.
Et espérer que le capable retourner avec quelques d'entre nous.
We hope when he will go back and some of you will go with him.
À la vérité que pays d'Haïti son pays surtout leur venir mission Bethanie et nous qui travaillons pour chaque monde qui là.
And we have many things for people to do when they arrive in Haiti at Bethany Mission.
Ou capable prêcher l'évangile.
You can preach the word of God.
Et en principe son pays nous connaissons toujours dit son pays côté c'est gain vaudou là-dedans.
Many people said that Haiti is very famous for vaudou.
Mais yon bagay c'est que Pasteur Jones capable dire que et bon Dieu a mouvementé dans pays ça.
But I'm telling you that beside the vaudou we have more beautiful things in Haiti because God is moving there.
Non, ou capable travailler avec Timon.
You can work with the children.
Ou capable gen comme on déjà attendait déjà parce que Derek te dit gen en pile nous gen plusieurs écoles kindergarten, primaire, secondaire.
We have as you heard from Brother Jones, we have several schools. We have kindergarten, elementary school and high schools.
Et puis grande école là qui gagne 1235 Timon, c'est moi-même qui dirige lui.
The largest school have 1,235 children. I'm the principal.
Et dans kindergarten côté m'a dirigé, il y a 346 Timon.
In my kindergarten, I have 346 little one.
Ça veut dire si vous voulez faire l'école biblique d'été, il y a un pile travail pour.
So if you want to go for VBS, you can go because we have many children would like to hear from you.
Et vous capable travailler dans l'orphelinat.
And you can work also at the orphanage with orphan.
Et vous capable parce que Mathieu t'es dévasté plus que 35 églises constat pour mission Bethany.
2 years ago, Hurricane Matthew destroyed 35 churches for Bethany Mission.
Et si vous voulez travailler dans la construction, vous pouvez travailler dans la construction de l'église.
And if you want to help in repair some churches, there are opportunities there.
Et les pasteurs, kay pasteurs yo.
And some pastors lose their house, their
et
home.
Et l'école.
And school.
Donc, nous avons travail pour nous.
We have a lot to do in Haiti.
Nous avons compté sous prière.
We continue our prayer.
Nous remercions une fois de plus pour les contributions financières que nous avons envoyées pour rebâtir l'église Bethany de Cavallo.
Once again, we thank you for the contribution to repair the church of Cavallo.
Et c'était réellement une grande bénédiction.
It was a great blessing. The people in Cavallo are very grateful and for that.
Et nous gagnons life giving ministry.
We have a program called life giving ministry.
C'est un programme que en pile si mon après cyclone Mathieu t'es à la toute bagarre pas qu'à l'école.
After Hurricane Matthew, many parents cannot afford to send their children to school because of what happened.
Et nous gagnons Dr. Kenneth Jones qui habite Monita, Cava et Virginia.
And we have a friend of ours, Dr. Ken Jones, and he's a medical doctor in Monita, Virginia. He'll help us to coordinate a program called Life Giving Ministry to help children to go to school. We spoke with Pastor Jones when he was in Haiti about the program.
Donc si vous voulez, c'est une grande bénédiction avec seulement $20, vous capable d'avoir un petit monde d'éducation par mois.
If you want to help a child from Haiti with $20 only in a month.
Et nous capable d'investir, c'est le meilleur côté à part vous capable d'investir dans le travail dans le petit monde.
And I'm telling you, besides the things important, and invest in the little child is very important for the future of the gospel in Haiti also.
Nous faisons ça et nous Timon ça est devenu ingénieur, docteur, pasteur, éducateur, infirmière, etc., congressman.
When we start the program 25 years ago, some of the children who were participated in that project right now, they are mechanic teachers and some of them are doctors. And we have one of them, he's a lawyer, he's a congressman in Lekai, Haiti.
In Port-au-Prince.
In Port-au-Prince.
From our school.
From our school.
Et puis, nous gagnons tout qui est number one, et numéro un chef sécurité gouvernement.
One of our child from our school right now is a man, he's a military. He's the head of the security for National Palace. He's the one that, he's a Potiphar, you know. Haiti for the president of Haiti.
Ça veut dire que l'on investit dans Timounio, ça permet que Timounio capable bon futur.
That means that when you invest in a little child, and you never know what that child going to be tomorrow.
Donc d'apporter pour capable prier pour Timon ça et si bon Dieu mettez ça dans cœur ou capable choisir le Timon parce que nous avons quelques photos après ça nous capable quitter.
We will pray. I would like you to pray for those children and we will give you opportunity and if the Lord speak to your heart to help them and we will leave some pictures and you can adopt one of them.
Mais une bagarre parmi toutes bagarres c'est que bon Dieu remet, bon Dieu remet nous et bon Dieu fait un pile bagaille extraordinaire dans le pays d'Haïti.
And one above everything that I say, I told you that and God is doing great things in Haiti and He loves the people and He doing great things among the people.
Et nous comptons capable visiter nous et que bon Dieu.
And we hope we will go someday and you can see what we tell you. God bless you. Well, 50 years ago, I gave my life to the Lord. But before I was Christian, I was involved in voodoo and witchcraft. And I was really deeply involved in that. But in 1968, the first time I heard the gospel, a friend of mine invited me to go to a meeting. And when I arrived there, I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. But before I did, I make a deal with God and And when I arrived there, I heard the gospel, and that meeting was Church of God. My wife and I, both of us, were from the Church of God. And it was a great meeting, very anointed, you know, like tonight, you know. And I was in that position for the first time. So I make a deal with Jesus. And I said, Jesus, if you are God, and if you show that to me, I will give my life to you. And of course, I spent the whole morning there in the service, and Jesus not showed me anything. So after the service, I turned my back and go home. But when I arrived in my room, and the Holy Spirit speak to me, and by that time I live alone. I wasn't really married. But it seemed that a little voice spoke to me and told me to take everything that I had and destroy them. And right there, another voice spoke to me, tell me if I did that, he will kill me. So I know God spoke to me, but the devil tried to bring fear. But I took a Bible on my table. I began to read some psalm, and all the fears has gone. And I took everything that I had. I closed my door and burn them up. Those are the things, the relics that I used to use on voodoo worship, you know. And I burned them, and I kneeled down, and I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. That's 50 years ago, you know, in 1968. So since then, many good and beautiful things been happened to me. The Lord called me to ministry, and the Lord sent me to Minneapolis, Minnesota. And now thinking about from Haiti to go to Minnesota, you know, I don't have any friend. I don't know any person whatsoever in the United States. I don't speak English, you know. But with God, all things are possible. And God called me, and He led me to go to Bahamas. When I arrive in Bahamas, I make two Americans. And I met two American missionaries from Bethany Fellowship in Minnesota. And they introduced me to Bethany Fellowship in Minnesota. So after I went there for 4 years, and I returned to Haiti, began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today we have 58 churches. And when he was there, he was 57. But last August, we had another church, you know. So we praise the Lord for that. And so as my wife say, I want to thank God for our pastor, Pastor John. And I thank God for his leadership, his love. And we appreciate his ministry in Haiti. If you're tired with him here, you can send him to Haiti. And praise the Lord, you know. And he was really a great help and blessing to the people and to thousands of people in our fellowship, and we hope that you will come back again. Praise the Lord. Tonight I would like to share with you and some truth about the Word of God. I blessed by my sister's testimony. You know, if I go to a church, if I don't weep, you know, it seems that the service is no good, you know. So I really touched tonight. I bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, turn your Bible, please, in Mark chapter 11, verse 22. In Mark, tonight I would like to talk about to put your faith in action. And many people have faith. The Bible says that in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, he said that we have faith by measure. And Jesus talked about two kinds of faith. One of them is little faith, and the other one is great faith. But I believe that, as the Bible says, if we have faith without works, it's useless. And it's the same if you have faith without action, it's useless. So in Mark 11, 22, hear what Jesus said regarding faith. He said that, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Now, in Haiti, Haiti is a land of mountain. As a matter of fact, in Indian language, the word Haiti means highland. So there are a lot of mountains in Haiti. I remember that Jesus spoke, he said that if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, he will remove. But I never really, since I born and grew up in Haiti, I never really see a mountain remove from this place. All the mountain always remain the same place. But I'm telling you, Jesus talking about a language of faith. And I saw in my ministry and in our ministry in Haiti, we saw many mountains removed by faith. And of course, there are two power in ministry. And this is the power that we use. One is the power of faith, and the other one is the power of prayer. The power of faith and prayer. And Jesus said there are two kinds of faith, a great faith and little faith. I remember that when he talking about the little faith, he has something to do with when Jesus was on the boat. You know, the Bible says that a furious squall, you know, came up and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. But the disciple, you know, Jesus was sleeping, and the disciple wake him up. He said, teacher, don't you care if we drown? Jesus answered, he said, why are you so afraid, men of little faith? And I'm telling you tonight, God wants us to have great faith. Because the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. And in order to move the mountain, we need great faith. And that faith, you know, can do great things in the kingdom of God. People who are sick can be healed. Some people sometimes despair and discourage. We can encourage them by the word of faith. And even by our testimony sometimes, that can really lift people up, you know. And another illustration of great faith, it was when the man, the centurion woman, sent some elder, a Jew elder, to Jesus to tell him that he has one of his servant get sick. He was almost to die. And Jesus, and the man, the Jew tell Jesus that this man is a good man. He loves us. He loves the Jew, and he built a synagogue for them. You should go and help him. And Jesus went about to go, and the man sent someone else to tell Jesus, you don't have to go to my house. He said, I'm not deserve for you to come to my place. Speak the word. You can speak the word. In other words, this man, you know, that man received the total revelation of God. He knew that Jesus was God. He has all power. He has all authority. He said, you don't have to come to my house. You speak the word. Amen. And as Jesus heard that, he said that if you speak, and my servant will get healed. And that's exactly what happened. Then hear what Jesus said. He said, I tell you the truth. I have not found anyone in Israel with such a great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. So we can see that the man has a great faith. I believe that tonight many of us can have a great faith. But we need to put our faith in action. We need to step and take action. And a couple months ago, we had a great hurricane in Haiti. Supposed to come to Haiti. I'm sure that you heard about Hurricane Irma. And that hurricane destroyed many places, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and even in Florida, you know. And the very same day, that hurricane supposed also to stop to go to Haiti. And the government shut down everything. All the public offices, the bank, and the schools, and everything, you know, shut up. But that day, we had pastors' meeting. And all my pastors, you know, came for prayer and to give report, you know, of the churches. And I told them, I said, brother, today the government announced, you know, everywhere in the world, they announced that there will be a great hurricane. We're going to stand together, ask God to cancel that. So we spent that prayer that morning to pray that God will remove, you know, that, you know, tragedy to Haiti, from Haiti. And as we pray, we spend hours in prayer. Afterward, we stand up and praise God for a few minutes, and we thank God for and say our prayer. Do you know, there was no hurricane in Haiti. He went all Caribbean except Haiti. Do you know why? Because that's what Jesus is. He said that what you ask, you will get it. Amen. And I remember the next month, all the pastors come back. So I told them, do you remember what the Lord did here about a month ago? Here, one pastor said, yes, we remember. And I asked him, can you tell? And he said that God stopped, you know, the hurricane. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And people tell me that Some people said think that miracle for 2,000 years ago. Of course, for some people, maybe it won't happen. But for people who believe, I'm telling you, there are miracles everywhere in the world right now. Because our God is alive. You know, he was there on earth 2,000 years ago, but still on earth today. And we praise him for that. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Yes. Jesus is all powerful. Faith in action. As I said, that sometimes people read the word of God, they say, God is a great God. God is a mighty God. he can do that, you know, he can do this, you know, but they never really got an experience, personal experience with God. I think we should ask God to put us in a place where we can see his glory. I remember one time Moses was in the desert. He said, well, God, let me see your glory. And sometime today we can really pray and God can let us see his glory. Amen. And one thing I would like to you to ask God today. God, what you want me to do? How I can my life can make a difference? Maybe in America, maybe in the church, maybe in Haiti, maybe anywhere. How my life can be a difference. I believe that God calls us to bear fruit, you know, and we can because he is the one that can make us produce fruit. That's why he gave us his Holy Spirit. As soon as you get the Holy Spirit, you don't have to worry about the fruit because the Holy Spirit is going to cause you to bear fruit, you know, and that's what the Holy Spirit do. And Bethany Mission have 50 churches, and one of the methods that we have to start a church, we go to the town or to the village where we preach the gospel. But many places that we have been start a church, when we arrive there, we find a strong opposition. Now, it's not opposition from government, but we found opposition from devil himself. I remember that we had a church to a place called Manish. When we went to Manish, when we arrived there, it seemed that everything was ready for us to preach the gospel there. But as we began to invite the people to come to our crusade, we went to house from house to house. And that very same night we began the crusade, it seemed that every demon in hell loose against us. Everything wrong, and the sky is going to rain, and our generator stopped running. It seemed that everything, you know, turned upside down. But we join our hands together and we pray. We ask God to take authority against principalities and power. But one thing I've learned in Manish, I've learned that some demons in heavenly places can cause rain also to come down. Paul said that in Ephesians, we not struggle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. Some demon in principalities and power can cause tragedy, can cause problem. But let me tell you, God has power to stop them also. Amen? And as my wife, you know, called all the ladies and they surrendered our generator, they pray and ask God to keep the generator running. And during the worship service, the praising and the preaching, our generator is running, and the Holy Spirit is there. People get saved, people get healed, people get delivered in the name of God, glorified. Do you know, today we have a great church in Manish, but that church built under the power of miracle and prayer. And we praise God for that. Amen. And ask God how you can be a blessing to his kingdom. Sometimes some people say, well, I don't have money, I don't have education. But I told people that we as Christians, we don't really need money, we need faith. Yes. That's what we need. And people ask me over and over again, Brother Ineas, where you find money to do all the things you are doing? I told them, I don't have money, but I have faith. Yes. God has the money. I don't have to have the money. I need faith. And God will provide the money. And that's what the gospel is all about, you know. And ask God, how may I can be a blessing to your kingdom? And opposition built in the church of Jeremy. We have a church to a place called Jeremy. Now, Jeremy is located to the southwest of Lakai. We plan to go to Jeremy and to start a church there. But a couple months prior to our departure, my wife make an appointment with a bus driver to pick us up, because by that time we don't have our private bus. So everything was set up, and that man told us to be prepared at 10 o'clock in the morning. He will come and pick us up. So my wife told all the people to be there. I think we were 50, 52 or 53 people. And the people been there since 8 o'clock in the morning, waiting for 10 o'clock. And we spent the whole day without see the bus driver. When he came at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. When he arrived at 5 o'clock in the in the afternoon, every people stand up and to load up. And he came and looked at us, and he saw that we're going to preach the gospel. We are missionaries. He says, he's not going to bring us. And I said, what? He said, not. And I asked him, I told him, I'm going with my pickup truck, and if he cannot take all the load, I will help him, you know, to take the load, and he can carry the people. He said, no, I'm not going to bring you. So the people in Jeremy were waiting for us. And you can see the opposition of the devil, you know. When he came, he thought that we're going to dancing or carnival, something like this, you know, a pleasure. But when he saw that we're going to preach the gospel, and he told us he's not going to bring us. So we had a dump truck we used for building churches. And I told the driver, we're going to put everybody in the dump truck, and I will put all the instruments and generator in my pickup, and we will go to Jeremy. And we went to Jeremy. We spent the whole night driving to go to Jeremy, and the Lord bring us safe. But the next struggle is to preach the gospel there. We had a crusade, and the night of the crusade, the last night of the crusade, God moved in a tremendous way. And the stadium were full with people. And everything was ready for us to start praising the Lord. And then and we saw the whole sky, thick, dark, you know, begin darker and darker. It seemed that it's going to rain. Now, Haitian people are afraid of, they don't like to get wet. And in Haiti, if you have 10,000 people, after a few drop, you know, you need everybody running out. And I said, Lord, what are we going to do? You know, with so many people, and the people get wet, excited, you know, to hear the gospel. And so I called my team. We joined our hand. One thing I remember. I remember when Joshua were fighting against the Amalek, and he addressed a prayer. He said, God, O son, stand still, you know, and we done that prayer. We are got to stop the wind for us. I'm telling you, after a few minutes of prayer, when we look up, we saw the dark cloud, you know, go to the north. And the sky, you know, it was very cloudy, but now, you know, we have a light, you know, sky, and everything where we're ready. And so there was no wind. But beside that, we begin to praise God and worship and pray, and the power of God come down. Now, one thing that when you are in a meeting in Haiti, you can see the moving of God. When the anointing, the presence of God fill the place, people, the voodoo people begin to fall down. They fell down. And many people fell down and warning. I mean, those are not Christian. I mean, the unbelievers. And they fell down. And afterward, we keep preaching and keep praising the Lord. And then we ask our team to pray for those people. They pray and cast out all evil spirit, and those people get clean and saved and get delivered. That night, we heard many wonderful testimonies. One young man came in and told us that every night when he's sleeping, he fell a serpent upon his body. He fell a snake, you know, tied him up. And that night, Jesus set him free. We heard other testimony, you know, people who've been oppressed by demons. The love of Christ left them up, you know, and delivered them. And we praise God for that. The power of prayer. Jesus said that, therefore I tell you the truth, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And that's what we've been doing. Some people ask me, where you find money to build churches in Haiti? Now, when we began the ministry 43 years ago, the land in Haiti wasn't really too expensive. By that time, I could buy land for $20,000 Haitian, $10,000 Haitian, but the land, the property that I bought for $10,000 now is $100,000 American after 40 years. And so I asked God, one pastor asked me, where are we going to find money to buy land? And I said, brother, God knows. God knows. And but do you know, the Lord provide. Port-au-Prince, we built a church in Port-au-Prince. The land cost $100,000. Now, when I mean $100,000, for here in America, if you're going to build a church, now, to buy the land for $100,000, it's no problem. You go to the bank, and maybe you sign a paper. But in Haiti, everything done by cash. The bank will not lend you that kind of money, you know. And so how we will have, find that money? And God provide money. And Cap Haitian, we purchased the land for $75,000, and the Lord gave us that money. And God is our provider. That's what he said. He said that, if therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it's yours. And it's the same. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we praise the Lord, and he answered many prayers. He answered many prayers. And I remember one pastor, one day we were in a meeting, and by the time, it's probably 10, 15 years ago, he asked me, he said, Pastor Inyas, I'm going to ask a question. I don't want to put you in a spot, but can you tell me where we're going to, how we're going to build those churches? Because you said that you receive revelation from God to build churches in every town and village, but how are we going to build those building, church building? And I said, brother, I don't know. And God knows. I told him one thing that I know, God told me to build. And, but do you know, in 2006, I have a friend of mine here in this town. His name is called Lawrence Lewis. Lawrence Lewis is a bishop in a church called New Life. And he called me. He said, Brother Ines, I would like you to come, and I want you to meet a friend of mine. And so by that time, my wife and I, we had to go to New Jersey. So we went to New Jersey. While we were there, we took an airplane, and we came to Norfolk, to Newport News. And that brother, Pastor, the bishop, picked me up and brought me to an office of a man called Doyce Rasse. Doyce Rasse is the owner of Promoco, a dealership, and he has an organization who build churches all over the world. He said, "Well, brother, how many churches you want to build?" I told him that I have at least 45 churches. He said, "Well, I will build them for you and keep building church, and I will keep financing them for you." 3 days ago, I was with him in his office, you know, and he built 36 churches for us so far. And that's what prayer can do. Amen. Can you say amen for that?
Amen.
That's what prayer can do. Prayer can open the door, even the door that you don't see, you know, prayer can open it. Amen? And now, let's say that the last things happen. My little girl, my daughter here, her name called Naomi, she's a nurse, but her last child, her name called Gabriela, she's a very little, nice little girl, and but after 1 year, you know, of birth, and Naomi called my wife, and she was weeping on the phone, and I asked her what happened. And she said that this morning she went to a doctor. The doctor diagnosed her daughter as autism. She's autism because she didn't speak. And she was really weeping and despair. And I said, Naomi, don't weep, don't cry. Bring the child to us in Haiti. When I told her to bring the child to her, she cried louder, you know. But I told her that the Lord will heal her daughter. So she said, "Well, I can't really tell you give you the answer. When my husband comes tonight, I will tell him that." After a few days, she come back. She told me, asked that she will make plan to bring Gabriela to us in Haiti. When she came, all the little girl and boys at her age already speak. You know, and except her. Of course, my wife has a kindergarten. We put her in the kindergarten. She can't speak, you know, but the other children speak. But we lay hand upon her and pray for her. We pray for her and we trust the Lord and we ask the Lord to open her mouth, to cause her to speak. And I say, "God, you are God. The reason you are God, because what man cannot do, yourself, you can do it. You have power." As we prayed, and she began to speak, you know. I remember after a couple of months, we spoke with her in Skype. And while she was here, she saw Gabriela begin to speak. And I saw tears, you know, come down from her cheeks, you know. She went to cry. Now it's different cry, you know. The first one, it was a cry of sorrow, but now it's a cry of joy. Yes. And after 6 months, my wife and I, we brought Gabriela here. She speak, you know. And the other day, the problem that we have with her now, she speak too much. The other day, and she wasn't going to school because of the snow, you know, and she was downstairs. She came up and told me, "Papi, I want you to come to help me." She has a house, like a playhouse, her mother gave her, and she wanted to open that house to play. She cannot open it, so she came and asked me to come down to open it for her. And I was really busy in taking dress up, you know. And she come back and she said, "Papi, what take you so long to come down to help me?" You know. So you can see that, you know, she speak, you know. And so I give my God praise, you know, because I can tell you today that my Jesus, your Jesus, can do anything, any impossible thing. The thing that men and women cannot do in the world, our Jesus can do it. Do we believe that tonight? Amen. Give the Lord a big hand, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight for your presence of God in this place. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, you said in your word, we not choose you, but you choose us. You choose us to go to bear fruit. And we thank you, Lord, it's not for who we are because of our race, our color, our money, but you call us by your grace. So tonight we thank you, we bless you. We pray that you will bless Abundant Life, bless our pastor here, the elders. We bless this ministry here, Lord. And let that ministry be a blessing in the community, in other places in the world. And Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless Bethany Mission. Help us, O God, to be fruitful and to help the people and bring the gospel to every creature, Lord. And I pray that you will open many doors before us. And tonight we bless you, we worship you and love you. And we give you praise in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. God bless you.